Memory is a profitable process. I believe you are looking for an investor to come into your heart, a destination with 3,000 rooms. I'll eat your worries, the constant threat of our notorious end. We need this feast of injury to design a home run. The original massacre, that concept is still the same. What changes is our costume. Showered with my godly intention, I'll roll us into stars. So join me in this dance to the brink of morality, without a visa to return.
This is my home.
With such natural beauty.
In a great location of recklessness.
We are able to hear the devil.
It's been a while, he says.
Ask me to make out. On your knees. You are my own thing. Damn, we are pretty. Who will join us on the coast to take communion? Line up here and leave your names and children in the sand for the waves to suck away.
The Homeside Excursions.
An interview with the Senior Vice President of Finance.
My mouth is a major economic undertaking. I know what to say to make things happen. I studied accounting and then went to work on recruits just for your kind of holiday trip. We estimated our budget to the size of the body visitors love to go down on this summer. The destination has been announced. This region is on casino time and in place on the Chinese calendar. People will buy tickets to see this great anywhere else. Since we entered into construction, job creation is still adjusting. The government's given us the concessions. For every dollar given this conception, they will earn some human perspective. We're calling it a duty-free kind of killing. It's the color of the Great Recession, this optical shop fluent in our national identity. I bought the rights to keep smiling through hundreds of private meetings. Do whatever to testify on TV. Find opportunity in a towel.
The country has its own duty.
I could feel the IMF standing outside the confines, peel apart the concrete walls. Slice the skin of the gross domestic product and scoop out the payroll dollars. Once you do this, you'll find out how people agree to another foreign investor dropping anchor here. The city you're thinking of is really just some sentiment behind a poster. We did our best to try to act as a nation that they have time to change, but we're in economic collapse. And still each year we choose to run this course. The GDP is really just a measure of how pathetic the country becomes over a period of time.
We're going at the speed of billions of dollars.
What we are now is a huge toy, passed island to island, the next version of our enduring homelessness. I think when you're free, you don't get to see your home destroyed. It's never really a different scenario. You know, all said and done, I'll miss reading the horizon. Others can tell you the story, maybe hundreds of new talented people. I'm just an accountant, jumping out the window, seeking duty exemptions on some sort of relief, breaking the ground on a new country.
Uniformed up in cells on the casino floor, the poor go as planned.
You know the syndrome.
If you live in captivity, you keep your nose to the floor for a few tossed cents.
Missing the light streaming through this wooden horse.
Threats, practices, and offerings of the highest standard.
An interview with the Senior Vice President of Administration and External Affairs.
My career is coming full circle once again, and I find that extremely encouraging. Over the years, we've seen the ups and downs. Hotels on Cable Beach in Europe. I've experienced every one of them. Creating unemployment for multiple endings, we were able to navigate those disappointments, put in place strategies that will make us stronger. I'm so privileged to be part of this last resort, continuing my career as one of those iconic ghosts of tourism. I put it on ice, our cemetery of icons. We have to get past the whole idea of tears. All morning a hotel on a beach. Only the biggest budget can lean in close with the whiff of that same objective and the challenges that taste of the Western Hemisphere. We'll make these spaces behave in public. We didn't call it demolishing. We don't watch the country fall. We called it the Renaissance of Tourism.
The rest is history.
As a custodian of history, I am in a good position. Introduce the same set of hotel plans through ownership changes. To train this team every day, we tell them of things to come.
Be prepared to accept it.
I have to educate the public. Break their necks to watch this project grow out of the ground. The foliage we open for individuals seeking to look up from a few cars is really a must-see. Don't let the economic growth in this country cost the benefits of this country. Look at the rap track. Look at the racetrack. All the tinsel gambled away. I miss the whole of the last 40 years. We were little then, knowing nothing of the expectations of freedom. Excellence in tourism took place on paper, but the development of it required salt on the renovation. The poachers answered those calls with their Cinderella fairy tale hostility. To participate in the gutter, you need to commit to exploits. My jacket is on for the last show. The Chinese government sponsored the road costume, this feathered infrastructure development, but
we all agreed to lie.
Who is it then, selling all that exists in the country, offering our best broken-backed employees of choice to buckle under the weight of this foundation, successful in attaining everything we hope for?
Whenever your dream doesn't like you, pursue it and eventually you'll get it. We took this, the area, as a clean sheet. Starting from scratch, the scenic water was just a trickle. Now this country is a web search threatening our showcase to the world. Everything we won is right here. The tourists still new in their plastic box. I was lucky to find them back in China. I think it's alive, the potential of this country. By that I mean we've created the dawn in a city of unknown energy and lease out this miracle behind God's back.
Before the logistical challenges here were a lot more complicated.
Dreams had to come to the Caribbean by the translation of stadiums overseas. To overcome these problems, we became a charity for employees.
A mix of good fun and a number of excuses.
The maturity of this detailed planning could knock you off your feet.
Today is our mission.
An interview with the lead designer.
I have always been the holy grail. My desire crafts projects of striking order. I am the master planner of collective consciousness. I found the boutique often specializing in boutiques. Pick up my name so that you can wear it. Collect out of the ether the best of me. Collect my ideas, taking leave. Very good. You need to celebrate beauty respectfully. Let's not waste it. After all, what is talent but opportunity? I suspect you'll want to hear it out, how to become successful in life. Well, that can be a very tricky thing. There has to be chemistry. My boss has been around for thousands of years and is still relevant. I'm engaged to our pricing and I'm really glad that it's working out. Sex is a great example of how the creative process can work. We needed a baby, something with an iconic look, made of concrete that greets all of our guests as they arrive.
That's how important a building is.
I think my newfound view is disposable. How we look at our scenery, all that is so choreographed, an old inspiration which came from a lender. The guest experience is not really authentic. It was placed into the project. It means something a bit more special to me. I wanted to steal a sense of the tropics, design a certain level of hell that they've never experienced before. I personally was caught up in postmodern modernism.
Isn't it fun?
With all those thousands of crimes, that was our year. We always strive to consolidate corporate blessings, excuse the environment, we are competing for the same thing. In order for this product to be truly authentic, we need to make this thing sort of like the beach, even though we may be thousands of feet away from the beach. Luckily, we collect them. Coastlines. Beauty so bad, everyone would have to spend millions to create this thing. Cravings so timeless and unique, you don't really have a choice but to come back. Just hoping to catch the sarcasm that keeps design relevant. Looking at the tragic, tremendous achievement, I wanted him to leave the server. He could not appreciate being there, in the hallway with a sense of deja vu, wondering what it's all worth. He ate my belief. He taught me what I feel like. A property that drowned publicly. The facade is so monochromatic, a signature element of despair. I think that's what it always comes to, sitting in this boring, typical, cool place. Something that everyone can enjoy in the moment is desperation. You hope that you can condemn all the tools that you needed to be successful when your list of demands become your list of debts. I personally felt everything believable lay within this building. It's up to me to bury it.
Come inside.
This is the black box experience. We broke it open, we brought the sand bin, and we made our bomb. You know, the core beliefs and quirks we're selling are dust.
Now are you excited?
In Paradise, we have a lot of what I call topographical variations.
Some walk out of the lobby of a tent and look up.
Some walk out onto the balcony and look out.
It's a great view.
For a minute. The satisfaction of staring in awe at places where you cannot stand.
The departure of flies out of some late whale has inspired me. Would you be interested in a resort where the government privatized the dead? We were thinking of building the brand inside their mouths. Once the renovation is complete, they will be more friendly. When everything in the government is commissioned, I win over and over again. And you will too. You know, it's not just about the scheme. It's about our worship. If you buy more residences, you'll have a stronger connection to all of us believers here and our anthem of fireworks helping us to make guesses about the scenery below.
What do you see from your elevation?
From where we're standing, the concrete structure hovers up in the air like a blade,
honing our longing every single day of our lives. Each year, I collect another scar.
We hope you come down to visit us sometime.
A secret for service.
An interview with the director of the academy.
We want to see your teeth. Bring them in for screening in one-on-one interviews. The onboarding action is different than anything you've experienced. There are some traditional elements of the application process, and there are some non-traditional elements. We don't recruit from just inside of the industry. We also don't recruit from just outside on the street. It takes a mix of folks to make it successful. This subjective vision to create something like anyone has seen before. I know the shots. He told me some of the things that we don't talk about here, like the bailouts after you help the world get out of her skirt. He had a real heart for service. Since that conversation, my job is something different every day. If he hears us talk, we can talk about it all the way down the skyscraper. If you like to speak, suck it up before I step back to shoot you down with my hands for healing hospitality. Very often there's a perception that we are hiring a particular people. To be the right fit for service, you have to be a person who is trusted. We listen for passion. We can hear it when it's real. We can hear you get turned on by hospitality.
We are opportunities within the country.
You are the last puzzle piece. Come home and make history. We are going to have an eye on this industry in this country for a very long time. The audience wants it so much. Ardette, when you look at a hotel, do you think about the subsidy of this love connection? When you look at a resort, do you think about the stink of our ongoing internal dialogue? I want to talk about that. I want to fill this space with a suffocating amount of words until people understand how we're made. They cannot hear the buildings going up, 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 up every day, like a tremendous bit between our teeth.
If you find yourself in a room filled with nothing, that's when we can talk about it.
The little refuge of the school uniform.
I could explain how small the practice is of being in the Bahamas. The killers it hides in its midst are really teachers who preach the Bible via law school dreams.
Poor little robot.
You want to walk around the ruins of the property, and you want to discover things. You want to see. You are a wonderful gentleman, but you are not explorer people. Your whole life, cooking in a prison, the ultimate rebrand of this tropical rosary.
The Black Lining.
An interview with the chief marketing officer.
It's time to wonder how he would like you. I wish I had really started earlier. As you know, everybody has target areas. You get credit for showing minds that are worth viewing. Bring them out. The execution of a brain lasts about a minute. I love the way I forget the same beach. Guess why we laugh all day and start early? Easy is the only destination. Look in travel magazines. That's one of the things I did for our love. Before we can transform the country, we need to want the same thing. He is our building. We all have a thing for. He is really high up there. Has always been. I had to communicate more in luxury, so that's how I sang to him. He saw me, bathed in fuel. Little cuties, I am the dearest temperature. In the theme of each year, we saw a gap. We laughed and ate there. We set up our I-dos to the color of my tweets. When you think about it, without our fire, hell would be very wet. So many people in his armed gang get trained in trafficking their free nations.
I will be our house.
Being in love always makes you feel welcome. From in here, we made them feel that peace is a place. In the sophisticated arms of the delegates, I am reminded the real work of renovation is forgetting all. We will make harm over. My inner self came and went with their men armed with swords, ensuring nobody has their say about living life in an actual act of war. These days, our love has more of that TSA feel. The top of the world is not a lot more than a block of detainees in line for the half-life, holding a bouquet of weeds, thinking that they can wait a week, deepening the way that they die.
He knew what I didn't.
I had a lot of time to be in the act, as if there is an end. What's it like to find a country that you get to love? Live anywhere under the thumb, I know, and forgetting will haunt you for all of your visit. The grieving process begins after the brief falling away of final eye contact. Time for the eye unlovable to break loyalty. I know the answer to why people live on their knees in an amazing tropical paradise. I have been the wife of this weight for some time. When you steal things like our feet, you cannot jump from the high life. We are merely an era of draining, and the sea is a place that will outlast the earth. He has a knife and some change coming in for your wife. Or 1,000. Worry that you'll still be here at the end when the dam filled up with his terrifying heart
trembles.
It sounds like you want a more heartwarming enterprise, but community problems aren't calling us.
Remember, all human development here generally exists for profit.
We don't change lives, we change attitudes. I chew up the rhetoric of discipline, spit into their eyes the force and objectives of the home we know so well. Before I cut all the trouble out of them, I open the wound for its smile.
I find that we act as a benchmark of success, but it's not our world to play in.
Uniforms separate us from the suits.
Processing these two perspectives is sometimes referred to as a war in the wrong room. Released inside it, you are so small.
Don't linger there. We have rules and heavy security. It really messes up the resort kind of feel for everyone.
Nobody wants to think about it for too long.
Those undocumented warriors. The distance generated by a knee.
An interview with the chief operating officer.
One's life mission is to always ask, how can I win? In school, I worked my way up the ranks, then transitioned to the gaming industry and it branded me to the brim. We want people to have a natural affinity to be crammed into that attitude. In a resort like this, we get to understand the value of assault by working together. The day, a tight fist, knocking out our chances to be special people sitting in a chair by the beach. This country is a missus, and we are in love. We're bringing in the experience of our sin. Our 1200 slot machines will have fire in the room. Home means to me her arms around me, soothing and calming my new suffering in this world economy. Bringing in folks from the inner city to experience is born too. They can't speak looking into the eye of the mother proxy. When you see that every day, it's just so inspiring to mean so much to so many people. When you weren't looking, we collected an assortment of crown jewels.
Everyone wants to be a winner.
Within them, you know that the fire in their heart will never make a difference. Strictly focused on immediate service, immediate action, they walk by you aggressively hospitable.
That's the spirit.
We just moved this island to tears. They call us winners, but we are the people that people care for second. I start work so sad at the bottom of our casino hotel. When I get in and I see the people so young and excited about being there, I think,
why are you smiling?
Being executed through the noose of success is an offer you can't refuse. We are all high rollers now, going all in on the spectacular opening of this stolen crown. The biggest and brightest gamble of all.
Come see our people, full of comfortable horror and mediocrity.
Little more than chances we built our home where we had to.
In the morning, we serve our moral reaching as a well-rounded meal.
We go to work with other orphans and enjoy all the greetings of the barbarous heat.
At the end of every day, we always return to this very narrow breadth of understanding we call home and call out to beautiful mythical places in prayer.
Tossing all of the sweet things that inspire us into the salty and ruinous air.
Sit down
and try to be someone.
An interview with the interior designer.
How wonderful that at this kitchen table, people are seeking adventure knowing that it will be delivered to them. Come in. Do you see a menu for yourself? Dinner was a roasted casino. The type of thing we pride ourselves on. Lifestyle hotels were weeping for a bite. Are you interested in our special? The entree of common sense?
Eat up!
I was raised on this kind of home cooking. In the beginning, we were told hope is the master plan. The mission had been to lie in the hotel's arms and try to figure out what had happened. It was a hollow kind of thing, the words that we felt but couldn't say. That's when we started eating. I sat on a guest and added a dash of glamour and stupidity before I bit down. Now we capture audiences for sport, and it's open season. I consider myself a citizen of the world. The city I remember once, is it you, raised to get hit on? I refuse to play with love stories. We're just creating excuses so the guests will feel well about their expiration date.
This is the time for alarm.
You don't have to run. This oven, trimmed with the finest furnishings China has to offer, is almost ready for you. Our beds, spice sauces, can we collectively get all of Bahamian history into a recipe book? When you finally taste it, it will make you feel like you're enjoying yourself more.
Come and see what they're talking about.
I'll make you appreciate what you've always had.
Climb on top of me.
Split my casino.
I'm in season.
Enjoy it. I want you to come back often.
Just living really is a lifestyle choice in the hospitality industry.
Everything within it is a common threat to our bodies.
Honestly, we're all the same person here. Certain traits of a character that work for our cartoon culture.
Is this really how we look?
How long do we embrace this?
The answer can't end with a problem.
My dear brethren, keep the porch light on.
I would like to hear what death calls me in the early morning hours.
A homicide we all know well.
An interview with the corporate director of destination marketing.
Love is based on what we have to offer. We're a great service. Every guest who walks into our soul will be wowed. Stylish and unique. We were designed to fit the parameters of human desire. We embrace the culture and feel a building. Embrace back. Touch a block, baby. And think of all the people you ever loved. My background in hospitality is that I lived in an empty castle as a young child. Tourism is like a bikini made out of thick wool. I wonder if I'll ever get to shine again. I do not want to fall for my high hopes. The customer wants a need, so we're going to make this the best estimation in the world. So what are you looking for? I redefined the game and beat them with it, so they have something new to come back to. I work on my knees. You get to choose my passion. Word of mouth is always the best advertisement.
Just make me smile.
He says, she says,
all of you is the deal.
Yes, he says,
bleed.
Elevate our experiences.
Action.
It is a phenomenal want to continue the hum of being here. Even the way I think is a product. Where can I go to vomit into the air, taking with it every thought I'm committed to? On the phone, there are flashbacks of my autonomy. I admit, I was nearby navigating to come back. I'm a compass, trying to find anywhere else in the world where you really get nowhere. Speak to how the hearts of some sort of exciting place return here again and again. People are always in love, the less they remember. What does it mean to buy a world that's correct? The rich and famous playground is basically a raid at our doorsteps. On the news tonight, police caught the hotels trying to sell themselves. When did this accident happen? Over and over again. An insulating smog of pop culture has been overwhelming the sky. Breathe it in. And listen for further instructions on the radio stream.
We'll soon embrace a war over this ocean.
With the blessing of the enemy, leave a prayer right here at the locked door of the kingdom. I'm going after a different customer. I'm moving away to be more real. Before resigning, I want to talk with a knife you have. Split down my Western Hemisphere, I'm going into existence.
You will notice me this time.
I have walked into fire, fully engulfed and fully calm. A self-mocking bomb. I wake up to burn the morning. I come to light the wooden bodies with painted faces, drinking and singing in town.
People act like it's not so serious, this guest loyalty becoming a quashing order across the nation.
I'm so scared of what we do and redefining luxury. That word, within the edge of its meaning?
The guests are far worse than in all of our lasting memory. Considering what we're known for, fare the worst of us.
This is not high end enough.
Incredible hospitality burns.
The property on fire is now serving.
Thanks for staying with us. The rest of our life is not a poem.
An interview with the front office manager.
I realize that a lot of people see home as their future. A whole new beginning to calm the salt in their wounds. I was extremely humbled to be selected from the auction. Our hero is so kind to me.
So kind.
Gosh, I was so excited to come home and get a better story for the rest of my life. I really love this commitment to being the right example. I started off as an associate in the service industry. Every day, an axle and an attitude. We were quiet. Put on the fast-paced smile so you didn't have to have an answer when a person asked a question we knew but couldn't say. No pain would have that kind of face. You have to be committed to walk the hall of your success. The promotion he described to me was kind of a makeshift public relations. Just maintenance with diesel, honestly. I sing to the market, giving people an opportunity to learn that what is important for our times is to exist within the lines. Do, re, me.
I'm really enjoying being loved.
I know that I had to work hard to prove that I deserve this. Dear sad people of our nostalgia, I can tell you what they don't tell us. I'm afraid you have to love this country, but you also have to be careful about your love for this country. You have to love everything about it. That can be expected. That's extremely important. Because everything they shout out, you have to own. It is tiring to keep up this cool existence.
What is your most favorite place?
My favorite is a hurricane. Happy as she expands, touching land, singing, while she can get almost every single place. A lot of people around me are tumbling, very low on the ground. I can actually start collapsing. I find her starry eye in the wall of water, and I'm home.
I think it's something that we really need to take seriously when we get to see ourselves on shore. Haven't moments here scattered?
We're here to speak. We can cut the history of hospitality, trip it again, and you'll see. We are the country.
We are called to it. We are Jesus, and you have to give us something.
I walked by the country. So what?
I kind of feel like an eclipse, wiping out this development.
The last play of light the East saw
is yours.
What do you believe in here in the life of service? Everybody is a pushpin.
It's really all about hanging on.
People cry with their heart beating.
Such lazy legitimacy. I was there at the end of it, when the nails split our brains. We get to keep the world when we go.
This room, which we dream of every time we die, does not change.
It's no wonder you would like to scream. Poor innocent, never give up.
That's a lesson.
This hammer belongs to us.
When our guests come to this same old room, let's see what they believe.